How to get back on track. If you've been going and you suddenly kind of got off track this summer and you want some guidance to get you back on the straight and narrow, you've come to the right place. Hey everybody, it's Brian with Applied Fitness, where our mission is to help you look better, feel better, and have more energy to do the things that you love to do. And today I want to talk to you about how to get back on track if you're finding yourself, whether you reached a plateau or if you've just kind of not been on track in general. If life gets in the way, it's all good. We can't change the past, but we can change the future, and let's get you back on track. So I have some things to help you get back on track. All right, so first we're going to break it down into the pillars that we always talk about. First is your diet. And now it's human nature to begin to slip on your nutrition after a few weeks of diligence. And especially in the summertime, it's easy to small treat here, a small treat there, a little ice cream there, some sweets over there. Before you know it, you're off track with your diet. So it's super important to make sure that you are on track and that you are making sure that you are sticking to what you're supposed to be eating. And life happens, and we all have those treats and we all have those special occasions, but make sure that those are far and few between. Number two is your workouts. So if your nutrition has truly stayed on point, then the workouts could be the problem. You know, you might just be, you know, against later night, so you're staying up a little bit later. So you're not waking up when you normally do, or you're waking up a little bit later. You're not getting the full workout, or you're finding yourself a little tired. So you're really not giving the workouts your all, or you're, you know, missing workouts altogether. So you want to look at that, you know, and think, all right, am I giving each workout my best effort? Am I making progress? Am I regressing? Am I doing the workouts, just going through the motions, or am I really in the moment and really trying to utilize my time that I'm working out? So, you know, look at your workouts and make sure that A, they're getting done, and B, that you're in the moment, that you're giving your best effort, because not every workout is going to be your best. But as long as, you know, we always say the 80-20 rule, as long as 80% of the time you're on track, that's going to make up for that 20% of the time that you're not. Number three is your sleep. And we preach the benefits of sleep all the time. You know, it goes back to what I just said. If you're not sleeping enough, if you're staying up late, you're waking up late, you're maybe a little bit more alcohol consumption, things that are reframing you from sleeping as well as you should or could, then what happens is if you're asleep, then you're going to wake up tired, groggy, you're not going to feel like working out, you're not going to get that workout in. And then as the day goes on, you're tired. So what we do when we're tired? I don't know about you, but I always grab, you know, something that's quick energy, and typically it's processed or it's caffeine or it's something that is unnatural and that gives you that quick energy because you're just simply tired. And that's a bad habit, bad routine to get into. So what I want you to do, if any of those three things are affecting you, is just to start tracking your efforts. You know, we preach the benefits of a workout journal and of a nutrition journal. Just simply jot down, whether it's in your phone, whether it's an app, whether it's the paper, the stuff that we give you to track your nutrition, or just paper and pen, write down what you're eating, write down when you're eating it. And most importantly, and I always like to see why you're eating it. You know, did you eat this food because you were hungry, or did you eat it because you were kind of bored? Did you eat that food because, you know what, I was just kind of watching TV and I was just mindlessly eating? Because success and failure leaves clues. So if you're gaining weight and you're writing stuff down, we can look back and say, aha, this is the problem right here. We're eating a little bit late, or we're kind of eating mindlessly. That's kind of course correct that. Go back to the basics and start to see results. All right. And speaking of results, is track those. That's last but not least, number five, is track your results. Like, make sure that you're seeing the progressions, you're feeling better, you're seeing the progress, that whether it's physically, whether it's through a body composition analysis, or if it's just your workouts. You know, are you doing different things? Are you doing a little bit a little bit easier? Are you changing it? Are you making changes in the workout? Because you don't want to be stagnant. You don't want to be doing the same workouts. You want to make sure you're always doing something different. If you're doing all that, then you should be seeing results. Your body should be making adaptations, and you should be looking and feeling better. So there you go. So your diet, your workouts, your sleep, track your efforts and track your results, and that'll get you back on track, and you'll get back to losing weight, looking and feeling amazing because you deserve it. All right, I'm Brian LaPlaya Fitness. Hope that helps. Any questions, reach out. We are here to help empower you to become the best version of yourself. Be great.